All right, get him up here.
Hi. You think I can eat something? Yeah. I'm still, very afraid. Are they gonna hurt me anymore? Well, it's not you we wanna hurt. I hope you remember that. You're different from Dory and the others. If we had just met, do you think we would have been friends? Yeah, but that's not important. I can't think of you as a person. We're part of something more important than any individual. I don't believe that. You know, when you say things like that, it really reminds me of my father. In my whole life, I was told that because of my name, because of my father, that something different was expected, was demanded of me. I was really made to feel separate from other people. Not that I was any better, just different. You are different. That's why you're here. I never mentioned this to the others, but when we picked you, I was actually worried about meeting you.
This little piggy went to market.
I guess I thought I'd hate you.
And this little piggy went home.
I'm not really different.
Did you put a lock on the cellar entrance? But what's the use if you don't?
He's in the crawl space. I don't want him to come upstairs.
Just the crawl space. He wants us. He'll never let us go.
He wants us to love him.
Don't you understand that? To love him.
This little piggy cried wee, wee, wee all the way home.
I think feet are very important. This boy I met once had two toes stuck together on each foot, and I couldn't make love with him. I just couldn't.
My wife, Isabella, has the ugliest feet I've ever seen in my entire life. Corns and bunions all over them. And her toes kind of curl under. She's always squeezing her feet into shoes a size smaller than her own. She's so vain. She doesn't want anyone to know that she's got big feet. She's always complaining about them, but she won't put them in her own proper size. At night, she wriggles her toes on me. I can feel her corns and bunions touching me. I have to get out of the bed sometimes and wait until she falls asleep.
Good feet are important. I think well-shaped feet are very sensual. They excite me an awful lot. I can get very engrossed.
I've never had the nerve to tell Isabella how I hate her feet. She'd probably cry if I did. But I wish the hell she'd stop touching me with them. I had this dream once about her feet. They somehow got disconnected from her and started walking toward me and over me, up and down, all over my body, all over my face. The toes were trying to get into my mouth. Ugh. I had to sleep on the couch for a month after that. I had this other dream once. She locked me in the bathroom and started throwing these solid balls of blood at me. Every time they hit me, they'd splash all over me. I was covered with blood by the end of the dream. Ugh.
I wonder what that means.
a book at home that tells all about the night's tale.
Isabella sometimes leaves her sanitary pads on the sink. I end up throwing them out. It might have something to do with that.
That is the most disgusting habit. I don't know how a woman can forget to dispose of those things. I used to work in this restaurant, and part of my job was to clean out the jars. Well, these women would leave those things all over the place. Some of them even flushed them down the toilets. Stuff the toilets up with them, and the water would be all over. I'd have to take this long pole-like thing and pull them out.
It night hears missing
now. I find it dissociative.
To stay rubbing her eyes. Night hears lunchtime.
I just couldn't tell her.
Harry.
Hello, sir.
It was quite disgusting.
Well, hello, Billy. How have you been?
Never better, sir.
Billy, where does the princess live?
In the tongue.
Why the tongue?
Because she's always talking, sir.
And where do you live, Billy?
I live in the eyes. You know that.
Remind me, though, why the eyes?
Because I see everything, sir.
And where does Simon live, Billy? Where does Simon live?
Ralph, you might as well be in a box 6.
Hey, what's more than 5'5"?
It
says
what's
here.
Yours?
Hello to our audience.
Father.
Hello, that's enough.
And the country.
Father.
I'm sorry.
Father.
I like that bald-headed man over there.
Lay down your life for your brother.
Father.
I'm sorry, sir. You're not bald. You're just too tall for your hair.
Are you willing to lay down your life?
Ralph, look at yourself.
Not me. You're the one pulling the strings.
You're nothing but a mindless robot.
Referring to Mr. Bird's letter concerning schizophrenia, I like to define it as a term used by psychiatrists for a group of severe mental disorders that generally have in common disturbances of feeling, thought, and
it's a small word.
Society shows a higher incidence. An industrial society appears to create predisposition schizophrenia occurs in all cultures and all societies. Various theories of the origin of schizophrenia have centered on anatomical, biochemical, physiological, social, genetic, and environmental causes.
That's
a shredded wheat.
sorry.
How
I'm
you
not
feeling,
that hungry.
Doc?
But,
goodbye, everybody.
What's going on here?
Come on in. Stop. Make yourself at home.
I don't know who the hell you are, but you've got about 2 minutes to get the hell out of here.
Men are afraid. Look at you, sister. Afraid their power will be taken away. Ah, running away, huh? What happened to all that masculine arrogance? Does it take the mere sight of a Muslim to make you shit in your underclothing? May God bless the heathen and damn you Christian men! Run for fear of the Muslims! If you must go, run your balls off! Woman, where are you going?
Just a minute, huh?
The Muslims can do nothing to you that Christians haven't done.
No, on the highway. I'm sorry for what happened on the highway.
Ah!
I really am.
Look at this courageous youth.
Okay?
This example of lord and master. Now tell me.
Okay.
Who holds the commanding stick?
Can I get you a drink?
Yeah. Oh, look how soft and small your bride's become. You farmers, priests, nobles, soldiers, think you're important, Try to find your power now. Your courage is gone, and soon so will you. All of you, be gone.
It was, huh?
Bless these Muslims. Of the fear of these pompous Christians.
What are you running away?
Oh,
sister, stop it! From the men.
Come on,
who
please.
Use you? Or from the masses who starve?
It's the Muslims.
We can talk about this in a civilized way.
Have you all seen them?
I started preaching almost 40 years ago, and from the very beginning, I've always preached the prophetic sections of the Bible. Frankly, if you choose not to do that, you won't preach much of the Bible, because a great deal of the Bible is prophetic in nature.
My car.
But I must confess, when I first started to preach from the prophecies of the Bible, I could not imagine, in my wildest imagination, how one man could ever rule the whole world. But since the Bible presented that very clearly, I preached it, even though I couldn't comprehend it. A lot of times we have to preach by faith. But I need to tell you, men and women, that today the possibility of such a world ruler is much easier to envision. Technology has made global communication available.
Hey, look at this.
CNN is everywhere in the world. Access to the internet and satellite cell phones reach around the globe. Air transportation has shrunk our world. And I am told that there are now missiles that can reach any part of the world within 30 minutes.
Come on, Doc. Now show them your teeth. Come on.
Men and nations no longer live in isolation from one another. The Bible predicts that worldwide chaos and instability in this world will continue to increase as we approach the end of the age. Jesus himself said, that there would be wars and rumors of wars and famines and earthquakes and pestilences in various places. Just before these conditions explode into world chaos, the rapture of the church is going to take place. And as we already learned, perhaps as many as 30 million people will suddenly disappear just from our nation alone. When these things happen, they will set the stage for a new world leader who will be able to negotiate world peace and promise to deliver security. This leader will emerge out of the newly formed European Union, and in the Bible, he is commonly referred to as the Antichrist. As the title suggests, this person is one who is against Christ. And the prefix anti also could mean instead of Christ.
What did it cost?
He is a man who will be against the Christ and will try to convey to those around him that he is the Christ. He will be Satan's Superman who persecutes and tortures and kills kills the people of God and leads the armies of the world to the Battle of Armageddon. He is the most powerful dictator the world will ever have seen. Now, the Bible does not tell us who the Antichrist is, what his name is, who this person is. In fact, we are told by Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that the coming world ruler will not be revealed until after the rapture of the church. So if you come to the place where you think you know who he is, you have been left behind. But it's not possible to know the identity of this future world ruler. It is very possible to know what kind of man he will be. First of all, he'll be a charismatic leader. Daniel 7 says that he had a mouth that speaks pompous words. Daniel 7:8. Daniel 7:20 had a mouth which spoke pompous words. And Daniel 7:25, he shall speak pompous words against the Most High. The coming world ruler will be known for his eloquence. He will capture the attention and admiration of the world. In the absence of any great orators in the world at this time, he will be welcomed.
Dear Mom, there we was just driving along, you know.
He will be able to
where we was going to spend the weekend. When all of a sudden we come across
television on the internet,
wonderful doctor,
speaking ability to galvanize the world behind him as the leader of every man, woman, and child on planet Earth. And the Bible describes him as a person whose appearance was greater than his fellows, Daniel 7:20.
What'd you call us?
It's a description of his outwardness. It is a striking, attractive person that we are talking about. When he comes on the scene, he will have this magnetic personality. People will flock to him, and they will be so desperate for answers that this man will confidently stand before them and swears them with his own mustache.
He always had a place to go. She would come over with her black tea, and she would sit there and tell him that he should kill himself. She made him drink Cosmo, and she would tell him he was close to the will, and he should kill himself. And then she would go and look at him straight in the face, like he wasn't even a person. And she would say, "You're a snore. You're a snore.
The doctor turn
a piece,
off
a piece, a piece."
Black order. Fantastic.
Where are we going? 27 women have died in the past 3 months. The doctor will turn off.
He
has been using a heavy tape to inject fully into the
wound.
This causes great pain for a period of weeks, and then the eventual death of the patient.
And this counts as a two-man. Okay,
the
we're giving my hand.
We
never have a good church. They wouldn't want to even touch it.
Women,
it's me.
Exact same
I always get the water out of the biggest clean stuff.
It's obvious by now that
that's me.
Not working.
Is there anything else that needs to be done?
Sir, my sole reason for this request.
Hi, honey. How's the auction going? Wow. Hey, Kathy, your mother just picked up 2 Louis XIV chairs for peanuts.
Swell.
When are you going to be home, dear? Okay, just don't go overboard on all those antique bargains. You know our basement's just beginning to look like a furniture mart. See you later. Bye-bye.
Boy,
Last year it was garage sales.
Yeah.
Now it's auctions. I wonder what it's going to be next.
Well, what time is she coming home?
In a couple of hours.
Sure enough.
Well, I know it can be next then.
Now, Kathy, let's not start that again.
Oh, we almost got it on last Friday, remember? Another outgoing. I think it was a 16th century commode.
Kathy, last Friday was almost a tragic mistake. I'm your stepfather. I'm not some high school senior.
Well, then why is it that you're always watching me when I sunbathe outside by the pool?
This isn't right.
I think your grandma's pretty nice to let you stay here rent free. You just need to be a little more attentive to other people's needs. You can have all the pleasure you want.
All right. I think I've been a tenor, Dad, but I guess what you're saying is...
Don't call me Daddy, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Baby oil.
Baby oil, best.
Yeah.
Good. Chip, there's one other thing.
I'll show you.
Your grandmother says that.
No, not there. My pussy's plenty wet already. It's for the rest of my body.
Well, so what? Oh, big deal.
It upset her. And I gotta say, I find it a little disturbing.
Oh,
I
see the
He's digging around. Let's go right ahead.
Nobody's digging around. Nobody's digging around. Your grandmother came in here. She was putting in some of a winter bedding, and this mannequin falls out on it. I mean, it's scared.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. What am I supposed to do?
Great, Johnny.
It's a mannequin in the closet. Big deal. What is the big deal?
I think it's strange. Strange, don't you?
She said it was dressed.
Well, that's how it came.
Delivered?
All right. You know what that is? It's three.
It's really just a dumb thing I did. You know, I saw this mannequin. And I thought maybe it'd be a challenge.
How did you learn all these things?
Not anybody seeing like a prank.
Just because I'm a teenager doesn't mean that I don't have a sexy imagination. You'd be surprised at some of the things I've thought of.
It's just a mannequin.
I bet your mother hasn't been out of the missionary position
in clothes on
20 years.
You're sarcastic.
I'm not.
Never mind about her.
Let's be rational.
I've got something to show you now.
You just go downstairs, go to church.
Football team stuff. I'll be able to try
everyone's needs. And
I'm on over
the mannequin and it'll be okay. I'd really like to do right now
is to get the mannequin back to where you stole it.
Bye. Sure, the store's closed, but go ahead.
They are instructed
to use
that. That would be the closet of the Ninja
Warriors. This is for your elbow. This is for the flat of your shoulder. This is for your eye.
Why don't you grab it? We'll take it back to the store.
Nothing will hold them back as they are encouraged to reach their true potential and strength.
Are you ready?
Okay, go to kill.
Chemistry burns? Where'd you find that?
Even the deadly ninja star. Highly illegal, yet also highly effective, doing here? Is one of the weapons they learn to handle.
You're kidding. That's
Pandora's box. You know where it was? Yeah, I used to.
You never knew what kind of disaster this one was when you're flying it over the chemistry set.
Was there any of the stuff in it?
It was empty when I found
improvisation
it.
Is essential my own things for the art of kung fu. Everyday objects like umbrellas and keys can be turned into effective instruments of death.
Good. Where's the key?
Like I said, Dad, it was empty when I found it.
Here, the seniors prepare for the most important part of their training.
There might be something of mine in it.
A series
of
carefully staged confrontations on the street.
Ring.
It is here they will learn to deal with the unexpected and conquer their fears of the city at night.
Check out Grandpa.
Hey, Bob.
That's it.
Where you going, Bob?
Bingo?
Got any
this last straw. Being 12 years old, and your grandma and I could take a deal. It's your house or home, but if I can't get any privacy, it's not worth it to me at all.
Now stop exaggerating and feeling sorry for yourself.
He has a right to some privacy.
Now this is my goddamn box. I want to see what's inside of it.
Lionel, aren't you being a little childish? Now let's go to church. We'll talk about this later.
Jeffrey, open the box or I'm going to take it downstairs and pry it open.
Jeffrey, wait! Jeffrey!
This is because of me, not your father.
I'm sorry I started all this.
It's not your fault, Grandma. I'm just...
Dad, stop.
What the hell is going on?
Listen, please.
What's going on? Listen.
Didn't you tell me your ugly thoughts? Didn't you tell me your secrets?
Yeah, stranger.
Didn't you erase me?
So why don't you go downstairs?
Yes.
I'll empty out the box and then I'll bring it to you.
How many times?
Many times. I raped you many times. 14 times.
I'm sorry.
You played music?
Yes, I played music. I wanted to
match with you.
I was good at first. It took weeks.
Why don't you go down with Grandma?
I was strong. I fought it so hard.
Right?
No one fought as hard as I did.
Please?
I was the last one.
I don't
the last
understand
one to
what's
have a taste. No one died, I swear. I saved many. And I made it easier on them. That's how it started. That's how I got into it. They needed doctors. My brother was in the secret police, he told me. They needed someone to make sure nobody died. I watched you. You soiled yourself. You told me I'm dirty and I washed you clean. The others egged me on. Come on, doctor, you're not gonna refuse free meat, are you? I couldn't think straight. And inside, I could feel I was starting to like it. They lay the people out, flesh on the table, and the fluorescent light, you didn't know. It was bright in those rooms. People lying totally helpless. And I didn't have to be nice. I didn't have to seduce them. I realized I didn't even have to take care of them. I had all the power. I could break anyone. I could make them do or say whatever I wanted. I was lost. I got curious. Morbid curiosity. How much can this woman take? What's going to happen to her vagina? Does it dry up when you shock her? Can she have an orgasm afterwards?
When you say you're playing for your life, am I to
I like being naked.
Someday you're going to get out of here.
I would undress slowly. I would let my pants fall. So you could hear what I was doing.
What would you do if you got out of here?
I liked you, knowing what I was going to do. I was naked in the bright light, and you couldn't see me. You couldn't tell me what to do. I owned you. I owned all of them. I fell in love with it.
For how long?
I could hurt you or I could f*** you.
Right now.
And you couldn't tell me not to.
I could put a track right now.
You had to thank me.
I could put a computer on. If you got off,
I loved it.
A lot of people who think you'd go start killing. Again.
I was sorry it ended.
Well, you guys were before, and I hadn't killed anyone.
I was very sorry it ended.
What about Shay?
What about it?
Well, what about it?
You got killed.
Well, the word is you killed him.
Where did you stab him?
What's the word? What did you like to say?
Word is that you're an old woman. Word is you have a turkey in the sky. Word is. I don't know what word is. Somebody else tell you that. I didn't tell you that.
Did you kill Shay?
Hell no.
Did you cut the human's ear off?
Hell yes.
How'd that feel when you cut his ear off?
I felt bad.
It was fun. It was fun. Now when you went, yeah, okay, sure, okay, cut his ear off. What did it feel like? What did it feel like to cut his ear off?
Huh? What did it feel like?
Yeah.
Well, I had done what he said for about 20 years. I've done everything he told me to do. And I got to thinking, now, why don't this guy do something I tell him to do?
For the area of esophageal containing.
No. I said, well, how come I always
species,
what you tell me?
Those containing muscarine.
But then you never do what
some
I say.
Gastrointestinal
irritants. He said, well, blah, blah, blah.
Those that so I said, in the disulfiram syndrome and
said,
some
no.
other miscellaneous ones.
I said, you do exactly what I say. And he said, no. I'm telling you. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. You do exactly what I say. He said, wow, where'd you get that? I said, I got it from my father in prison. He gave it to me. I had a little charm bracelet I used to carry on when I was about that big.
Mm-hmm. So skip that for a second. Why was it so important for him to do what you say? Why do you like having people do
because
what you want them to do? Why do you want to control them,
Charles? Wait a minute. No, I was asked. The dude asked me, says, you my brother? I said, yeah, I'm your brother.
The sunburns.
He said, how much are you my brother?
Taurus,
I said, completely.
Brilliant, wealthy constellation.
See, if I'm going to explain it to you, it's not going to be that easy.
The light of
so
that distant galaxy bends in an unusual way.
So, Bobby Surely said, he was a young dude, and he said, I'm your brother. I said, okay.
Bobby?
I'm your brother, Beausoleil.
What's this?
Beausoleil. I just got out of prison.
The galaxy itself looks abnormally large.
Yeah, well, then
as if some gravitational lens
No, because you're getting on
the moon, go to another, and then you make me look crazy.
No. You can make yourself look crazy, Charles.
Dust and gas circling a space where nothing is.
Please, believe me.
All right. I believe you.
A case for my trusty Cosmonaut X-4 X-ray detector.
Let me take you back to you wanting this man, Hinman.
Has the point source of the X-rays a mass of more than 3.2 times the mass of Earth's sun?
Bobby was a youngster and really didn't know what the hell he was doing. He
yes,
was a kid, and he never had no man show him nothing.
It can mean
so
only
I was telling
one
the boy,
thing.
I said,
a black hole.
The guy, he says, you got my
a
money.
A black
go
hole
and get the money or leave him alone.
Tremendous
You're taking
speed.
Me to another story.
No, I'm
no.
taking, I'm trying to tell you the same
Already
thing, and we'll be here for a thousand
to
years
bend.
And
no.
let you let me finish. No,
Arme
no, no.
has we captured
won't here for
a black
that long
hole,
if you'll just
and by means of its
point.
Gravitational field is drawing it.
I cut the dude zero off, man. That's the point.
I hear you, Arme.
I said, why was it important to you to make Hinman do what you want him to do?
Because
if one followed your story, okay, and if one followed your story through the times on the ranch down in Southern California, it was important for Charles Manson to be a leader, to have people follow him.
Come on, district attorney. See, you can pull a brain. That's a district attorney. Nobody's. And I'm nobody's follower. I got a prolapser. I got a sleeping bag and a gun. And an old blind man's ring. And that's about the extent of it.
You know nothing about something called Helter Skelter. You know nothing about
Yeah, I know about Helter Skelter. It was a song that some people sang.
And that's all the
kids picked it up in their minds. And they said, what do you think Helter Skelter is? I said, well, I get out of the penitentiary in the 50s, and everybody's going thump, 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 like that. I get about locked back up, I get out of the penitentiary in the 65,
it was
thump,
flattering thump, without thump, 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 thump,
and I get locked up again, and I come out in the 69,
you know,
it's going thump, 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 thump,
thump,
thinking, wow, man, wow.
Wow,
what? Well, I was a beatnik. I was a beatnik in the 50s before the hippies came along.
Notes and stuff.
You know, I cut a rope down through Acapulco.
Anyhow,
and
I've been going through his papers,
Acapulco,
and what it adds up to is this.
And
Hobbs was
in
shafting us all.
In the Cook County
Me,
jail in Chicago,
University, the foundations, the council, everybody.
In, high school.
I don't quite get it.
Like you live in another world.
Hobbs believed
live
that
street
man is an
world.
Animal that thinks too much. An over-rational animal that's lost touch with its body and its instincts. How do you like that? In other words, you know, too much brain and not enough guts. It was what he came up with to help our guts along with a parasite that's, a combination of aphrodisiac and venereal disease that will hopefully turn the world into one beautiful, mindless orgy.
Well, I think it sounds a little crazy to me.
Yeah. Look, the important thing to you, Raj, is this. You know, Annabelle, well, he was using her as a guinea pig. Right, now he implanted her with the parasite, and once it took over, well, apparently she went berserk. I guess Hobbs wasn't ready for that, so I guess he just had to kill her.
What was the point?
Well, the point was that, well, he wasn't trying to burn her.
He wasn't?
No. He was trying to burn the things, all of them.
Yeah, well, he didn't make it.
What?
Maybe Hobbs didn't know it. Brown,
I don't know if there's anything this 2012 thing. I'm suspicious of all these sorts of declarations, but it doesn't escape my notice that according to statistics, and as we know, Mark Twain said there are lies, damn lies, and statistics, but it appears that suicide is now at the top of the list as far as injury-induced causes of death.
Two-door.
Well, it's interesting, John, that you mentioned the 2012 thing, because one of the things that we encountered in this whole transhumanist research that we were doing is the almost apocalyptic outlook that you have on the transhumanism. They all are future-oriented. They're all
have a chance to know what's happening.
That all of these technological gimmicks that we're now able to perform.
The point is, have you seen anybody doing anything compulsive? I mean, any kind of, bizarre sexual thing.
It's really the end game, so to speak. It's the final transformation of humanity for many of these people.
Maybe we'd start with a kind of a basic topical kit and work up from there. I'll bring a bag full over, but the point is, you've got to get at
it
fast.
The whole thing into our own hands. Well, once you've said that, then we get into three different scenarios in the book. The heaven scenario, that all of this is going to bring about some sort of glorious utopia, a golden age. And then you have the hell scenario, that this is going to so completely obliterate humanity as we know it, that, you know, it will be quite a living hell for humans of the normal variety. And then there's kind of a middle-of-the-ground scenario that some people call the prevail scenario, that we're going to somehow muddle through this and reject some aspect of it. But anyway, you slice it, you're absolutely right. You're dealing with the apocalypse.
One which has been repeated throughout the story of human history, civilization, and we're very advanced, still here. Civilization arose again, disappeared, and with every advance seems to be an over-advance, which leads to either an intervention from a higher being that pushes humanity back down, divides and splits it, going back to
earth.
The earliest religious text,
O master of the world,
whether
hear me.
The Hindu text,
I petition
or
thee.
The biblical text, the recurring theme of a civilization which has reached beyond what it should, somehow strikes the anger or the threat
in thy name,
of the divine being which strikes it, splits it,
let
divides
us behold
it, conquers it, and puts it back into a place where either
Ram,
everything must begin
sun,
again from
anew,
or be rebuilt
stars,
from a very low level, recover
Hail,
the technologies of the past, recover
ooh,
the
deathless
knowledge
one,
of the past.
Who calls me from out of the pit?
Reawakening to learning and
what is thy purpose?
Man is capable of, and every time it must go round and round.
Has it been prepared?
I'm
it
just
has,
wondering, what is mankind supposed to be capable of in
and
the
I command
wildest
this soul
extrapolation
to be purified
of
by
these
fire and water,
humanists' dreams?
Oh, boy. Again, I think it goes back to something that Ray Kurzweil mentioned in his book, John, and that is they're aiming to transform the universe
enter
in the image of
this
me.
Body.
That quite literally is what he's talking about when he
it's
says
unworthy soul,
that these technologies are now aiming the idea of extending human consciousness and putting the human stamp on the entire universe. That's literally what they mean. So in other words, in a certain sense, they're violating
Satan, Lord of
between man and
Lucifer.
In the name of the
Master. And therefore, they would follow, they would perhaps attempt to expand human consciousness beyond this mortal coil of a body.
Right. By the holy waters of forgetfulness.
They talk, they talk about computer chips and downloading it in a person's entire memory. They talk about nanotechnology that would be capable of repairing the body as it goes. And I'll tell you, John, the most interesting thing, at least for me, in researching all of this, we go back to alchemy. Alchemy taught that the philosopher's stone, in some of its incarnations or manifestations, was a literal elixir of life. It was kind of a universal vaccine. Well, lo and behold, when you read the transhumanism book, we refer to the fact that the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, is in fact investigating all sorts of pathogens in order to determine if they share anything in common, and if so, if that thing in common can be inoculated against. In other words, what they are searching for is quite literally the philosopher's stone. They're searching for that universal vaccine or elixir of life. So there you have it.
The Lord of Light and Darkness. Who is my soul? Salvation.
The Iceman had killed by gun, by knife, by Molotov cocktail and cyanide. But he also liked to experiment.
Crossbows, I just popped the guy in the forehead with it. Actually, it was just seeing if it would work.
What was he doing at the time?
Looking at me.
Well, was he sitting down, or were you standing over him? Or?
No, he actually bent down to look in the car window like I was asking him directions. I didn't know the man.
Was this a contract murder, or was it something out of anger, or was it a personal thing?
Neither.
What was it?
I just wanted to see if this thing would work.
You mean you're experimenting on somebody?
Right.
Did it work?
It sure did. I went halfway into his head.
Kuklinski was always looking for new ways to get away with murder. In the 80s, a man who was nicknamed Mr. Softy teamed up with Kuklinski.
To be a woman in love could bring such bliss. He was the perfect husband.
Peter,
the perfect lover. In his arms at times I was able to forget that I had once walked the streets at night. Stalking man. I could scarcely believe he had been like him.
Is it Peter?
No, he's fine.
Is it the camera?
No. Yes, it's the camera. It's the f***ing camera.
Susan, you have done this before.
Just loose.
Do I make you happy?
Nobody ever sees it. Yes. Hurry on.
I do love you, sir.
What? Of being seen? You want a black mask and a pair of socks? Is that what you
mean?
You know what I mean. This scene sucks. I'm not an actress, Harley. I can't feel anything. I can't even get it off in private, much less in front of anything. If I'm doing it, Harry, I want it to be good. If I'm doing it, I really want it to be good.
You
know you're right. You're not an actress. So stop.
Father, have one cup for me.
Yes.
Do you remember the first time you got off?
I should have a key. I hired a car from the airport.
Yeah. Well, what does that have to do?
Money from the desk.
Okay,
$1,000 pesetas. I
want you to concentrate on everything.
I knew Consuelo had left.
About that first time you got off.
Consuelo.
Now I want you to block out everything else. Your neck.
It was scary.
Your arms, your hands.
You were frightened.
Just that you're one.
I don't like to be alone.
Big, juicy.
I like to be alone. Not
that's
to be confused with being lonely. That's
about.
Quite different.
And I want you.
I'm
to
sorry,
feel
Paul isn't
it,
here.
Not act it.
He'll be very disappointed.
But feel it.
We thought it was over
okay,
a week.
I
want to
try
return.
Something.
What happened?
Let's have a close set. Just Dave and I.
Marcus.
You lie down and relax, okay? Just take it.
There was an outbreak.
And I'll take care of
chicken
everything
pox.
Else. Okay,
are
baby?
You all right?
You just relax.
How do I find
never...
it?
Neither. You get
anyway,
to play with the housewife.
Let's
friend.
Forget that. Welcome home. We're going to be good friends.
Again?
Yes. Paul wants that more than anything.
Beautiful. Thank you. That was a blue box test. Was not asleep.
Now, you must be hungry. No, not really. I better go and unpack.
Okay, that's enough.
What do I call you? Elise. Okay?
Unless you make a living.
It's much better than getting poked in the eye with a sharp stick.
You can test the place. Sir.
The two horns of the false lamp. The symbol is clear. The second son.
I'm sorry, but I can't
believe
it.
The Antichrist.
You don't believe this nonsense.
Who will unleash? The dragon. All the apostles.
It's a sadistic beast, and what's more, a devil that follows men for everything. It's possible for us to destroy
it. It's madness.
A devilish purpose exists in dragons.
Why do you refuse to see what's in front of your eyes?
Terror and death are all
the dragon of the apocalypse.
And
is your atomic plan.
Nothing. Shall I hold? Leave it. I'm getting nervous. Go on, sir.
And senor.
I'm also this blue dot. We'll be turning
the same. Those who try to stop it have been destroyed.
How much?
Your wife?
How much?
Harbin?
From her ashes will generate a new dragon.
Professor Griffith?
Each generation.
Who will be next?
1,000 times more than those in the
world. New generated.
And
is your first son angel.
Now
we have planted
punish this harm.
Seed of evil. Sarah could never produce Eve.
Brady can't help you. You're great to sleep alone.
Never.
It's my turn tonight.
And didn't you see
that.
How she reacted to the cross, to the house of God?
Yeah, she's going to have a baby. She's not feeling.
Don't close your eyes to the truth.
Dr. Marlowe is my turn. I think it's honey.
The Antichrist.
You?
This is
we
what is
be worried about
hidden.
The doctor. Nothing's happened. Don't worry.
This is what is it.
See you in the morning.
Forgive me.
Morning.
For not your memory, because obviously you do so many shows every year. But she was on the show 2 years ago. Were you on with her?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and in that show,
Dracula
there was a cousin who was not happy
it's
about
the prince of darkest
it was your cousin.
We can only destroy his carnal existence.
And kept the relationship together, and you
time after time, yeah. He'll return from his ashes, and each
well,
new life will surpass in horror the one before. A slight hope lightens my heart.
Yeah, well,
the Prince of Darkness will not acquire the true potential of his bewitching power until he encounters a true virgin that will fall in love with the vampire in a natural way, giving herself to him without the need of his diabolical power. The blood of this young virgin will restore Dracula's evil superiority, and his life breath will revive once more his daughter, Rodna. My sincerest desire is that this young virgin will never be born.
James, I thought it... What? I don't know. It's the way it looked. It seemed to...
beam.
Hey.
Forgive me.
Hey.
Did my mother
say? Babe, please, please.
Yes, as a matter of fact. She'd like you to go downstairs.
Baby.
Perhaps I'll come down later. I'm going to get
I'm talking to you, Father. You can go. Now.
And I can't, baby.
Don't tell my mother about this boy. I wouldn't want to get too upset. Father, you believed. My mother has never felt pity towards anyone. And if you want to preach us a sermon on filial love, you can forget that. And stop calling me by that ridiculous name. You can go. Us. And be so kind as to tell my mother I'm staying here.
Are you serious? Are you serious? You want to share some with me that you did on your own?
When I first found out that I was girl, I wanted to
save yourself, who trusts in you, my God. Let him find in you, Lord, a fortified tower in the face of the enemy.
You won't take me with you. Blood and
truth and are confounded. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
I see we are praying now. Bright prayer.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Do you think they will save you now as well?
And forgive us our trespasses.
Well, I can pray too.
Forgive those who trespass.
Do you feel my little orisons creeping up your spine?
And lead us not into temptation.
The sweaty murmurs of my rosary beads. The human hearts that I've taken into hell.
I cast you out, unclean spirit, along with every satanic power of the enemy. Every specter from hell. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is he who commands you.
And by the power
he who once stilled the sea and the storm.
Raphael.
He who flung you from heaven to the depths of hell.
You robber of life. You author of pain. You corrupter of justice and innocence and youth. You begetter of death. Sworn enemy of all the human race. Command you.
I've not been dead. Only sleeping. I've been longer. I'll be up. Once I have another drink.
After this discovery, the use of the magic mirror in an elevated triangle seemed obvious. This 17th century Le Megaton manuscript clearly shows a large, black-filled circle in the center of Solomon's triangle. Notice that the instructions
Nurse written out.
Around the triangle say 2 foot off from the circle. 3 foot over, not 3 foot across, as the published version has it. The triangle was intended to be raised up to eye level. And this
sixteenth century manuscript of every day
mysterious
Dr.
Thomas Rudd shows a mirror on a stand.
Have any trouble getting here?
No, we made it fine.
Well, the city's crawling with cops looking for us. And most of the cops are human. They've been told that we're commies trying to bring down the government. And some of them are being recruited. Creatures are trading wealth, power.
You mean people are joining up with them?
Most of us just sell out right away. Then all of a sudden we get promoted. Our bank accounts get bigger. We start buying new houses, cars. Perfect, isn't it? We'll do anything to be rich.
Look around. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere.
What do these things want? Why are they here?
It's in their best interests. They're free enterprisers. Earth is just another developing planet. Their third world.
We are like a natural resource to them. Deplete the planet, move on to another. They want benign indifference. They want us drugged. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock.
Now we need an assault unit. Someone to hit them hard when the time comes.
You got it.
Ever see that disappearing act?
Once.
What's that? They all wear these expensive watches. Turns out they're really two-way radios. You can listen to their broadcast. There's something else, some kind of secret code or hidden control. They push a button, and all of a sudden, they're gone. I've been trying to figure it out.
All right, now, everybody listen up. We're obviously not getting to enough people because look at our numbers tonight. There should be twice as many of us here. We're getting too sloppy. That's all there is to it.
No, thank you, Mr.
Now, their detection is becoming more effective, so we have to be more careful. Stay aware of keeping up appearances. Go to work. Punch your time clock. Do what's expected of you. We've gotten reckless, and the movement's suffering for it.
Time to stop talking about it, trying to figure out how it happened. Now we start spilling some blood.
Wait a minute. It's not working. We don't stand a chance with a few guns and grenades.
So what are we supposed to do?
We bide our time.
Oh.
We seek out and locate their signal and shut it off. Wake people up. Now, Dave here works at KRDA. He claims that the signal may be coming from one place.
KRDA is clear. The transmission is going out clean. The signal's coming from somewhere else.
Practically anything, Mr. Fulton. We boarded the Claremont and cast off from shore. And just in time, too, for the signal was given. And the race was on. The Clipper was a speedy craft, but no match for the Claremont. And we quickly forged into the lead. Sherman and I were behind the wheel. As for Fulton, he wasn't in the least bit seasick.